This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the personal ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.theparish.org. The following sermon was preached on Sunday, May 7th, 2017, the fourth Sunday of Easter, by Father William Doc Holliday.
I am the Good Shepherd. May the words of my mouth, the meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
When our Lord tells us that He is the Good Shepherd, that should put us on notice that there are those out there that are not Good Shepherds. It should put us on notice that there are those out there who are bad shepherds. Whenever we hit Good Shepherd Sunday, having our Lord Jesus Christ as our shepherd, we hear homilies about us being His sheep, which we are. Psalm 99, we are His people, the sheep, His pasture. We hear a lot about the Good Shepherd and the Good Sheep. But I think we do have to, on occasion, turn our attention toward the fact that when our Lord says, I am the Good Shepherd, He is putting us on notice that there are those out there who are not. Shepherds, we have this tranquil, idyllic vision of shepherds. You know, you go to the Christian bookstores and you see the pictures of our Lord sitting on a rock, surrounded by little lambs who are just lying on the pastures, sitting there. Idyllic, yes. Tranquil, yes. Not bad to have those hanging around because it gives us little peaceful moments. Unfortunately, that is not the life of a shepherd. Being a shepherd is hard work, extremely hard work, because sheep just don't hang around and lay at your feet. They have little minds of their own. They go places where they ought not. That's why they need shepherds, and to be a shepherd is a busy task. So today I want to talk about the task of being a shepherd. One of the first things is when we talk about the animals for which he has to be concerned, it's not just sheep. Shepherds have to be concerned about goats. Goats are sort of like sheep, but they're not sheep. Sheep should eat from the verdant pastures of the Catholic Church, the truth of the Catholic Church. Those are the green fields that give life and sustenance and health to God's sheep. Goats will eat anything. Somebody came up to me after Mass last night and said, I've had goats. That's absolutely true. They wreck everything. You can see pictures of goats. They'll get on their hind legs so they can eat like little bark off trees and stuff. They'll eat anything. All right? Goats are like sheep. They're not sheep. They'll hang around with sheep. In the same flocks, they'll hang around, they do sort of sheep things, but they're not sheep, they're goats. Our Lord Jesus Christ actually makes mention of sheep and goats in Matthew chapter 25. It says that in the last days, our Lord, at the final judgment, will separate the sheep from the goats. The sheep He will put on His right hand, and the goats He will put on His left. Well, you know, they are a little bit different, but they're, you know, they're all God's creatures, so everything's cool. You got your sheep on one hand, so, you know, the sheep are just going to be with the sheep, and the goats are going to... He doesn't leave it there. He separates them, and then He looks at the sheep, and He says, Coma, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And He looks on His left and looks at the goats and says, Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Goats are like sheep, but they're not. And in the spiritual world, their destiny is not the same place as the sheep. Shepherds got to worry about goats and sheep. Got to make sure that the sheep aren't eating what the goats will eat. Sort of like wheat and tares. You let them hang out together, but you make sure your sheep aren't doing what the goats are doing. Another group of animals that the shepherd has to watch out for are predators. Wolves, lions, bears. He's got to be careful of those. Are lions, wolves, and bears God's creation? Yep. Are they dangerous to his sheep? Yep. Let's never lose sight of that. Just because something is God's creation doesn't make it necessarily healthy, and it can be absolutely dangerous to sheep. The shepherd has to worry about all these kinds of animals, just not his sheep. The shepherd has two functions: to protect and to feed the flock. I want to harp on protecting the flock. It is the shepherd's duty. It is the reason he exists, to protect the flock. Newsflash, folks. Every single parish of Christ's Holy Catholic Church is a sheepfold. In the sheepfold, all are not welcome. All are not welcome. You can press up some websites of sheepfolds locally, and the first thing you see is all are welcome. I would highly suggest that you not go to that sheepfold. All are not welcome. Wolves are not, ought not be allowed in the sheepfold. Bears and lions ought not be allowed in the sheepfold. It is the shepherd's duty to protect the flock. This whole shepherd thing is not New Testament Jesus stuff. The Old Testament is replete with pointing forward to the good shepherd that's going to come. King David, a man after God's own heart, when Samuel was sent to anoint the king, Jesse brought in all his sons, and Samuel's, look, it's not any of these. You don't have another one? Well, yeah, the runt is out with the sheep, the shepherd. Bring him in. He's anointed king, shepherd over Israel. And shortly thereafter, the Philistines, wolves, are attacking God's sheep, the nation of Israel. And the shepherds are being remiss in not fighting them. And the little boy, David, comes up to Saul and says, I can't believe you guys are letting this guy talk to you like this, speaking of Goliath. How is this happening? Saul, shut up, kid. Look at the guy. You're a squirt. David looks at him and says, I'm a shepherd of flocks. He says, when a lion or a bear comes and takes one of the kids in his mouth and goes away with him, I went after him and struck him and delivered him out of their mouth. And if he rose up against me, I caught him by the throat, I strangled and killed him. That's a shepherd. Shepherds need to defend their flocks like that. Much less let the wolves in. Imagine that. I mean, picture that. God, our Lord's using a metaphor. Our Lord being the shepherd, the sheep gate. Could you imagine our Lord saying, "Here's my sheep. Wolves, come on. All are welcome. Come on, wolves. Come on, lions, bears. Come on. We're all God's creation." What's going to happen? A lot of sheep are going to die, and the other ones are going to run like crazy because they're scared to death because their shepherd hasn't done their job. So when you look at some place that's supposed to be a sheepfold for Christ's flock, and you see that all are welcome, flee. Just like you would flee from a wolf or a bear as a sheep of God's pasture. In Ezekiel chapter 34, that whole chapter is God chastising, that's an understatement, the shepherds that he had placed over his people Israel. And he looks at them, and one of the things he says, he's summing up, he says, "My sheep are scattered because there was no shepherd, and they became food for wild beasts." It is not just bad enough that some sheepfolds are saying all are welcome into the sheepfold. There are actually some that will go out and seek out the wolves. They will have floats in wolf pride parades. It's like, "Wolves, come on in, come on. Come in with the sheep." That is disgusting. The shepherd's job is to protect the sheep. The shepherd's job is to feed the sheep. And where sheep are fed, or as I said, the green pastures of the truths of Jesus Christ as he's presented them in his one holy Catholic and apostolic Roman Church. He is to feed them. If you don't feed the sheep from the green pastures and you let them act like goats and eat scrub, the old "you are what you eat" will manifest itself. A homily earlier in the week, I used an example of something. And when I used that example, I was like, that's more appropriate for Sundays than it is for today. The example that I used was, I was asked to do a class at a local parish. And it was on a Saturday, and it was open to the public, so there's all kind of folks there, and I'm doing my class, and I got done. And a young lady came up to me, and she was obviously a Muslim by her dress. And I'm waiting for some profound question about Christianity or something, and but I got, "Father, where's your parish?" Whoa, don't hear that from them often like that, you know? You don't generally know how to address, and you know what do they care about where Father's parish is? I said, "Incarnation." "Oh, I was baptized and confirmed at another local parish." That tore my heart right out of my chest. I was beset for days as to how can that happen. How can a baptized, confirmed, Catholic young lady become a Muslim? Because she was not properly fed. That's why. From the time of her baptism to her confirmation, she was fed the scrub of, "There are just a bunch of different doorways," absolutely contradicting what our Lord says in this gospel. "I am the sheep gate. I am the door. I am the good shepherd." He actually says, "Any other is a thief and a robber and has done nothing but come to kill and destroy. But our folks, our young ones, our lambs get fed that trash. And they don't understand that Islam is antithetical to Christianity.
It denies Jesus Christ as your Savior. They tell you you don't need a Savior. They deny the triune God, who is the God who has revealed Himself to us. It is not the same thing. It is not just another sheepfold. And our people need to be told those truths. And if they are not told those truths, they are being fed scrub. Not from the green pastures of the truths of the Catholic Church. God stepped in to fix this. He cannot trust men to be shepherds of His flock. He says in Ezekiel 34 in another place, "My sheep are scattered, they wander everywhere with none to search for them or seek them. So I will come and be their shepherd." That came to fruition in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ, the good shepherd, the true shepherd, the gate into the fields of spiritual health and everlasting life. And as our Savior came, He instituted under-shepherds. Under-shepherds are not the shepherds of the flock. A true under-shepherd has to do and say exactly what our Lord Jesus Christ did and said. And what He said is that He is the sheep gate. The gospel today specifically said, the words of our Lord Jesus Christ were, that there are no others. Anybody else is a thief and a robber. Anybody else. No matter what large groups claim, that is not true. Our Lord Jesus Christ says, "I am the sheep gate, I am the shepherd." The interesting thing about our Lord Jesus Christ is that that is a shepherd who can change a wolf or a goat into a sheep. Under shepherds can't do that. Our Lord Jesus Christ can, under the power of His Holy Spirit. But as under shepherds, until they do change into sheep, they have to be very, very careful. All are not welcome. If you are a wolf, I shouldn't say if you are a wolf, if you have been a wolf, which if we are all true to ourselves, most of us will say we have been wolves in the past, or at least goats. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we have been turned into sheep. Now when a wolf approaches the sheepfold with his tail between his legs and his head hung low, is he welcome? He might be changing into a sheep. But guess what? You meet him at the door as an under shepherd and you put him on a very, very short leash. He is not allowed to act like a wolf. He is not allowed to speak like a wolf. He is not allowed to look like a wolf in the sheepfold. He can't wear his wolf pride t-shirt in the sheepfold. You keep him on a very short leash, and at the moment it looks like he's going to wolf out on you, you jerk that chain and throw him back out into the wilderness. But our Lord Jesus Christ can change him into a sheep. Same with the goats. Easier task with the goats. You just start feeding them properly and they will turn into sheep. That's what God can do. That's what the true shepherd can do. But until he does it, he's got under shepherds that are supposed to protect and feed his flocks. Those are the good shepherds. Those are the good shepherds that protect the flock, feed the flock. We are truly His people and the sheep of His pasture. Let's enjoy that, but let's be very wary. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.